Bhajan Rahasyam, Satamayam Sadhana, text 15. Radharani is describing her longing to meet Krishna. She's in separation from Krishna, yearning to see her beloved. This is from Bilvamangala Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. Hey Deva Dayata, hey Bhuvanaika Bandho, hey Krishna, hey Chapala, hey Kurunaika Sindho, hey Natta, hey Ramana, hey Nayana Bhirama, ha ha kada nubhavitasya padam jishurame. All names of Krishna. O Lord, O dearest one, O only friend of the three worlds, O Krishna, O restless one, you're the only ocean of compassion, O Deva, O Ramani, O Ramana, O lover, O you who delight the eyes. Oh, when will you again be visible to my eyes? When will I receive your darshan? Hey Deva, hey Pranapriya, hey Kamatra Bandhu Iha, hey Krishna Chapala Kripa Sindhu, hey Nath Ramana Mama, Nayanir Priyatama, Kabe Deka Dibe Pranabandhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bangla version. The Sakis are trying to console Vrishabhana Nandini Radha, who is suffering separation from Krishna. Suddenly Radharani starts looking here and there and says, "Oh, Sakhi, listen. Do you hear the sound of Krishna's ankle bells? But why is he not coming before my eyes? I think this rogue must be sporting with some beautiful girl in a nearby kunj, and thus I can hear his ankle bells jingling as he sports with her." At this, Radharani becomes mad. Means this contrary mood, unmadani. And in that maddened condition, she sees that Krishna has come. He's not there, but it's like a vision. On his body, there are signs that he's been sporting with another woman. Some scratches or some bite marks or some lipstick on his eyes or whatever. Kajal on his lips. Sometimes Krishna comes and Radharani says, "Oh, I see that your lips are as defiled as your heart." Because his lips, Krishna kissed some gopi's eyes, and she had this black mascara kajal. So that black came on his lips, and he forgot. He was so intoxicated by her association and prem, this other gopi. He didn't even wipe his lips. It's kind of like, you know, some brahmachari eats a bunch of sweet rice or something and forgets to wipe his mouth, and he goes to another brahmachari. He said, "Where were you?" "Oh, I was cleaning the temple room after the Sunday feast." "Acha, did you find anything there in the temple?" "No, why? "I think you found a bucket of sweet rice that was hiding somewhere, and you ate it all." But Krishna has obvious signs of enjoyment on his lips, and Radharani notices that, and Krishna says, "Why?" Krishna says, when she says that, "I see that your lips have become as defiled as your heart." In other words, your heart is black. You cheater, you rogue, you cheated me. And your lips have taken the color of your heart. This black mascara is the color of your heart. Krishna says, "Hey, what are you talking? Why are you speaking funny talk? You're speaking in riddles." And he goes, "Oh." He puts his finger on his lip and gets some black on his fingers. "Oh, I'm in big trouble. I've been exposed." So Radharani, seeing this, obvious signs of Krishna's enjoyment. Upon seeing these marks, Radha becomes indignant, even though Krishna is present before her. She does not speak to him, but turns her face away. So this is this, Krishna's right there. This is the type of separation where Radha and Krishna are together. So sambhog means together. Sambhog means enjoying together, being together. Julan Leela is Sambhog Leela. They're together, they're swinging. Ras Leela is Sambhog Leela. They're together, they're dancing. Bhojan or Banbihar, they're wandering through the forest. They're together, Sambhog. Jao Kaili, they're splashing water in each other. They're together, Sambhog Leela. Now they're also together, but it's not Sambhog Leela, it's Vipralamba. Vipralamba Leela. Although they're physically together, their hearts are miles apart. Her mind has become unfavorable. Her mind is turned. And her body is also turning away physically. Emotionally, she's pouting, she's sulking, she's contrary, unfavorable mood. It's called man, manini radha. Even though Krishna is present before her, she doesn't speak to him but turns her face away. Ah. Krishna then disappears because Krishna's all right, bye. Because he's Swatantra, he's independent. And it's all to relish the bhava and the prema more and more. What does Radharani do now, and what do I do, and how do I feel, and how does she feel, and how do we feel together? Krishna suddenly disappears, and then Radharani immediately changes her mind. Wait a minute, that was only a show. I mean, really, I want to be with you. Radha eagerly begins to search for Krishna here and there. So Radharani is just displaying all these different moods in this particular shloka from Karnamrita. Restlessness resulting from a delay in seeing and attaining the desired object is called autsukya, ardent desire. When bhavas overlap, it is known as bhava shabalya. This term is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita and also Nectar Devotion and Ujjvala Nilamani. It's all consideration of prema, prema tattva. It's called bhava shabalya, overlapping of different mellows. When this eagerness, autsukya and asuya, envy, awakens simultaneously, Radharani sometimes criticizes Krishna and sometimes praises him. It's a very interesting combination of emotions, transcendental emotions. That Radharani is very eager. She wants to meet Krishna, wants to be with him. And at the same time, she says, hey, I don't want to see you. I'm envious of you. You were with some other lady. You cheated on me. I'm envious of that lady. Get out. So she'll be criticizing Krishna, criticizing him, praising him. She said, get out from here. You're this, that. Oh, where are you going? Come back. You're so nice. So this is very hard to conceive. Sometimes she goes into man and she becomes proud, and sometimes she praises him sarcastically. She says, oh, Deva, because these are the words in this verse, each word in this verse by Bilva Mangala Thakur. Hey, Deva, hey, Dayata, hey, Bhuvanaika Vandu, hey, Krishna, hey, Chapala, hey, Karunaika Sindhu. Each of these words are prem nam, describing different prem-filled leelas of Radharani and Krishna, and Krishna in context of his loving relationship with Radharani. And at the same time, these words are expressing this concept of bhava shabalya, an overlapping of mellows. One word is a criticism, one word is a praise, and there's the inner meaning and the outer meaning, and Radharani is weaving she's weaving this all together in a tapestry of love. She's weaving the outer meaning and the inner meaning with praise and criticism all together in one beautiful tapestry and presenting it to Krishna to figure out. And consequently, Krishna becomes completely enchanted by this very unique and clever, charming presentation of Radharani's love. Oh, Deva! She calls him a Deva. So on one level, externally, Deva means, oh, you're God. Indra Dev, Chandra Dev. This means Dev means God or Lord, but then there's the inner meaning. So she's, oh yes, you're God, you're Lord, you're great, you're Deva. But then the inner meaning is something else, because Deva means divyati, can also mean divyati. Divyati means sport. So she's saying, oh Deva, like, oh you're God, I'm respecting you, and then she's saying, actually you're a playboy. You're just a low class playboy running with all these other girls. You're Deva. Hey Deva. So the outer meaning is there. So Krishna's, oh, she's calling, Radharani's calling me Deva. Well, she's respecting me as, I'm Lord, I'm Deva, Lord. Govinda Dev, you heard this term, Govinda Dev. But she's looking at him, but the way she's looking at me, I don't think she's thinking of me as Lord. She's looking at me with different eyes, a different kind of face. I think she has the internal meaning, because I'm not so stupid. I know that Deva can also mean that I'm playful, and maybe playful with somebody else that she doesn't appreciate. So that's what's going on. And some, like in America, there's a group of people, they have their language and they have their own way of saying things. So if they see you and they say, you look really bad, they say, oh, brother man, you look really bad. That means you look really good. But in their way of speaking, bad means good. The word bad means good. So if you don't know, you'll think, oh, he's insulting me. Or so, Oh, Deva, because you sport with other women, therefore I'm calling you Dave. Due to this disrespect, Krishna leaves. Because Radharani says, oh, Dave. So an ordinary person would think, oh, she's really respecting me. I should stay here and collect some more respect. Because everyone likes to be around someone where they're being respected. Isn't it? It's a common thing. If you're being honored, respected, served, and oh, you'll want to stay around. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, you lousy, this, that, that, ah. Oh, I'm leaving. Okay, good, bye. Great. So she's, oh, Deva. But Krishna knows that she's saying, oh, I'm you dirty playboy. So then he leaves because of being disrespected. And Radharani feels repentant and sorrowful. Then she begins to speak out of an eager longing to have his darshan. So first she says, oh, Deva, you're running with all these girls, you playboy. And then she's, oh, Deva, oh, Dayata. And Dayata means, oh, beloved. And that's pretty much the internal and external meaning. So she says, no, you're not a playful playboy. You're my beloved, you're my dear one, you're my Priyatam. You're my most dear in my life. Why did you leave me? Please grant me your darshan. So then Krishna comes back. When he hears the word, oh, Dayata, he comes back. Oh, maybe she's favorable. So he comes back. But as soon as Radha sees him, when he comes back again, and again she sees the black lips, and again she sees the red lipstick on Krishna's eyes and the black mascara on his lips, then again she becomes envious. So there's overlapping in these bhavas. And then so she shows acceptance and favorability. Then he comes, and then to get him back, and that often happens in this world. Husbands and wives have fights, and then the wife calls out the husband, oh, it's okay, I forgive you, come back. So then he comes back, and she says, oh, actually, you're a bum, get out of here. And then he leaves again. So this even happens. So Radharani's kind of toying a little bit with Krishna. So he comes back, and now she shows her envy and indignation, which are certain kind of bhavas, that arises in Radharani. Then she starts deriding him, and sarcastically deriding him. Oh, Bhuvanaika Bandhu. Bandhu, it says Bhuvanaika Eka. You're the one and only friend of the three worlds. In other words, you don't have any time for me because you're so busy being Mr. Friendly to the whole world. You're Mr. Popular in high school. You're the most popular guy in high school. So you're so busy. Oh, you're Bhuvanaika. You're a universal friend. You're a big man now. Oh, you're big. You have friends all over the world. You have pen pals and Facebook. You're on the Facebook with people all around the world. And I'm just a little village girl, and I don't have a computer, and I'm not on Facebook. So I'm nowhere. So he says, and what is this? Oh, friend of the three worlds, you play on your enchanting flute, and all the devis and all the women of the whole world come under your control. And for this reason, you are the friend of the entire world. You are the friend of all the gopis. Therefore, you stay near them. Isn't it your own fault, then, that you do not come to me? Hearing this, then Krishna disappears. Not seeing him, Radha says, oh, Krishna, oh, Shyamasundar, you attract the hearts of the entire universe. After stealing my heart, where have you gone? Please kindly give me your darshan once again. Hearing this, Krishna comes again and says, oh, Priya, I was standing just outside the kunja. Please be satisfied with me. Now Krishna is becoming very submissive, a submissive lover, feeling sorrowful. Oh, please accept me. I'm sorry. You're my Priyaji. So when Radharani hears Krishna's entreaty, which is mixed with a little fickleness, she says, and this is a word in the verse of Bilva Mangala, oh, Chapala, oh, you fickle one. Oh, snake of the coward maidens, please go away from here. Stealer of other men's wives, I don't need you. Go back to where you came from. Krishna hears this and pretends to leave. Bhanu Nandini Radha understands that her Prananath has gone and offers a supplication. Oh, ocean of mercy, I know that I am an offender, but you are the ocean of compassion, and your heart is soft. So please give me your darshan. O Ramana, O lover, you're always sporting with me, so please come to the kunj. Radharani understands within her mind that Krishna has again appeared. She holds out her arms to embrace him, but is unable to do so. Coming to external consciousness, she begins speaking in extreme distress. So half of this verse by Bilvamangala Thakur was spoken by Radharani in Antardasha, in internal consciousness. She's alone, she's separated from the Lord, she's in Man, and in a sulking mood, and Krishna is not with her. So she starts speaking, she has this imaginary dialogue with Krishna, and imagines that he's actually present before her in her kunj. And then she realizes that he's not there, and she comes to Baya Dasha, external consciousness. And then she starts saying the other words of the verse. Oh, Nayan Abhiram. Nayan means eyes, and Abhiram means to give Rama our great happiness. Oh, you who delight the eyes, oh, you who give joy to the eyes, my eyes are very thirsty to have your darshan. Oh, alas, when will you appear before them? This verse is also there in Madhya Lila, chapter 2, verse 65. The same verse is from Karnamrita. So, of course, this is Prem Lila. And for Radha and Krishna, it's about separation. Radharani is touching on this mood and feelings. Some mana is here, and her love sulk. She's feeling slighted by Krishna because he's not with her, and she imagines that Krishna's with some other lover. So she feels so much distress, and she rebukes Krishna, and she praises Krishna. So many different mellows and overlapping feelings, which is all really perceivable and understandable when one comes to the level of Bhava himself, and especially you can actually feel it to some extent at the level of Prema, even in Sarup City. For us, it just gives us some idea of what the intensity of Radharani's heart is in separation from Krishna. Beautiful description of Leela. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gives some examples of pravas. This is when Krishna goes to a distant place in Vrindavan. Sometimes he leaves Nandagaon, goes to Vrindavan forest, or goes to Kamyavan, Bandiravan. And for a few hours, Radharani and the gopis are separated from Krishna. He gives a lot of verses about this, because it appears that Krishna is separated for the most of his life from Radharani, because he's only 11 years in Vrindavan. And the balance of his life, about 100 years, 110 years, he was out of Vrindavan, in Mathura and also Dwarka. He was in Mathura for 18 years. And then after that, from 11 until 28, he was in Mathura. And then for 100 years, he was in Dwarka. So he lived about 125 years. At least he was here. There are several verses where he describes his pravas rag, this mood of separation when the lovers are separated by some distance. Apparently, lots of verses actually. Apparently, he wants us to understand that. And he saw in his own bhajan when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was meditating on this verse, Yugayitandameshena Chakshusha Pravishayatam. And he was chanting this seventh pair of holy names, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There's eight pairs of holy names. The seventh pair is Rama Rama, then the eighth pair is Hare Hare. So when he chanted Rama Rama, he saw that this is Vipralamba Bhav, this is Vipralamba Prem, love and separation. And this combination of these two words, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Ram Ram, it means something to Radha, it means something to Krishna. They're both in separation, calling for each other. Krishna is calling for Radha Raman, Radha, who is the greatest of all his lovers, and Radharani is calling for Raman, or Rama, Raman Rama. And we say, she's calling for her greatest lover, who is the object of her satisfaction. And she gives the greatest satisfaction to Krishna. So she's Radha Raman. And he's also Radha Raman because he gives the greatest satisfaction to Radha. And Raman, the word Raman means satisfaction on the level of Sringara Ras or erotic Ras, conjugal love, intimate love. So Ram Ram means that there's separation. They're both in the mood of separation. And then the last pair of words is Hare Hare, which is the last of eight pairs of words. And then that brings us to Ashlishiva Paratam Panashtamam Madarshanam Mamatam Karotava. And that's, of course, they meet. That's Prem. But then that Prem, there's some separation in that union also. I don't care if you handle me roughly by your embrace or make me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You're still my beloved and completely free to do whatever you want. So this is a union is there. It's sambhog, but at the same time, there's some separation also. And this is what we're hearing now, how there's separation and union. Man is, they're together, but they're separated. And Prem Vaichitya is, they're together, and they're separated. Purvarag is, they're separated, and they're separated. And Pravas, they're separated, and they're separated. It's like this. There's a series of verses that describe Pravasarag. And basically, all these verses are filled with leelas. There's not much we can do but kind of sit back and reach down to the side of your seat. And there's a little lever there. And you pull that lever, and then recline a little bit and relax in your seat and hold on and just hear what the exchanges are. It's not that we can give any really elaborate explanations. The commentaries by Vishnu Chakravarti here, it's from Sarata Darshani. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur adds a few comments here and there. He himself doesn't feel at liberty to say much more than what's being said. Because these verses are directly given by Radharani to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kamala Mandri, the verses of Bhajan Rahasyam. They're answer to his prayers. He's prayed to Radha Madhava and Gaura Gadadhara to please give the purport, because these verses are actually the purport of Shikshastakam. And he has a particular angle that he's trying to convey. These are the secrets of bhajan as he's realized it. And this is Vipralamba bhajan for those devotees that have the adhikar, that are on the level of prema, and those that are sadhakas aspiring for prema. Then they read through with this handbook or this guidebook, Bhajan Rahasyam. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he engaged all the Gaudiya Mahas and followers there, Brahmachari Sannyasis, 11 months in preaching. Theistic exhibits, Janmastami, Pandal programs, Kirtan, book distribution, lectures, college preaching, etc., publishing newspapers, books, etc. Then when Karti came around, he had everyone stay in a temple. There were no outreach programs during Kartik. Everyone would stay in a temple and they would sit minimum five times or six times a day, and they would go through the Astakali Leela. The Astakali Leela by singing the bhajans that are in this book after every section, the eight yamas. They would sing the Kirtan Astakali Leela of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, summarizing that particular pastime of Radha and Krishna. Then they would go through, they would read each chapter of this book during the Kartik and have discussion in all the verses. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, this is our goal, the Prem Seva of Radharani, and our method of bhajan is this book. For 1 month we absorb ourselves in Astakali Leela, we absorb ourselves in Leela Smaran, and all these deep meditations and ideas and pastimes. And then after that, we try to work at developing the adhikar and the purity and the surrender and dedication that requires and purity of heart and mind to actually enter there and qualify with the siddhadeya and the proper bhava and prema to actually serve there effectively and cooperatively for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur's intention was that for those devotees that come to that level of asakti, at the level of asakti and bhava, when one is retired from the mainstream of ordinary life, grihast life and all the encumbrances therein, children working, etc., or he's a free person, then 24 hours a day he can spend with this book, I don't know if you remember. I said his intention was that devotees would go through, read this entire, every day read this whole book. Throughout the 8 periods of the day, they would, in Pratak Leela from 6 a.m. in the morning to 8:36, they would read that section, Pratak Leela, and then study all the verses and chant the first pair, chant the whole Ma Mantra, and see how Hare Krishna, the first pair of names, represents Shraddha, represents Chaitanya Dharvana Marjanam, and all these verses to bring out that. And they would, each day, and this would be the bhajan, and gradually the person, no matter where they were, if they were already on a top level of bhava, then they would go deeper into all these things and revelations. And if they were free, and they're still sadhakas at the level of anartanivrti, then they would also read all 8 chapters, but not dwell. They would not dwell or spend lots of time in the later chapters, because they're on that level of anartanivrti, so they read all, throughout the 24 hours, read all 8 chapters, touch all the verses, collect a little mercy from each verse, and then concentrate on the section of anartanivrti, those verses. In other words, it's a 24-hour bhajan plan, what they call day planner or something like that. Planners, they have a thing like this. Now we at this stage of the gradual classes, we're on this Saptamayam Sadhana, which is the seventh level, you could say seventh level of bhajan, seventh chapter. Yugayi Tandameshina, this is describing prema and separation. And therefore, these verses, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was chanting and praying for the revelation of this book and the contents therein of this book, then Radharani was saying, yes, this verse, that verse. And he himself wasn't writing any, Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't really write any tika or commentary on it, really. He would put the same Sanskrit verse into Bengali and add a little meaning here or there, but not much, and just present, this is the verse. And then he would take that verse, because usually they're Bhagavatam verses or Karnamrita. Then he would, in Karnamrita, in the case of Krishna Karnamrita, the commentary we heard was Krishna's Kaviraj's commentary called Saranga Rangada. And Saranga Rangada commentary on Bill Mangala's book. So then Bhaktivinoda put that. So that's all that he did. This is a Bhagavatam verse from 10th canto. Vishwanath has already written this commentary. He's Vinod Valeri Manjari. He's Radharani's personal assistant. He's given this commentary and starts a darshani. Okay, this will go here. Study this commentary, study this verse, chant Hare Krishna, and see and pray for the, see the connection, how this is Vipralamba, how this is connected to Yugayi Tandameshina. All these verses are connected to this Yugayi. All the verses in this chapter are like limbs or branches. So you have the main tree and there's branches. So the main tree of Satamyam Sadhana is Vipralamba. Yugayitam Nameshina Chakshushapa Vishayatam Shunyayatam Jagatsavam Govindavirhaname. And then what are the branches? What are these branches are actually supporting the trunk and illuminating the trunk and defining the trunk. And all these verses, or limbs you could say, of that trunk, have been given by Radharani to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's simply written them down. So now how do we respond to it? Well, it's our bhajan rahasyam. These are the secrets of bhajan. We read them, we study them, we meditate on them, we pray to them, and see what revelations we get, and how that increases our own vipralamba, our own separation, and our own mood of purva rag, hankering to meet Krishna, hankering to love Krishna, and developing our love and separation, as Rukmini developed her attachment and love in separation from Krishna before she ever met him. She never met him. Rukmini never talked to Krishna on chat line, and she never talked to Krishna on her telephone. But she developed what is called purva rag by shravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting. As she did, we can also do by hearing and chanting. And then Krishna will come and steal us. I say, oh Krishna, right now I've been kidnapped by Maya's about to kidnap me. Or Maya already has kidnapped me. Shishupal is about to kidnap me. Or Shishupali. Female Shishupal. Shishupalini. Shishupalini is about to kidnap me. Oh Krishna, please save me. I should not be kidnapped by Shishupal. That which is meant for the lion should not be taken away by the jackal. As Rukmini said. She compared Shishupal to a jackal. And Krishna to the lion. Hari. Hari means lion. From text 12, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this verse came to him. This is Jagannath Vallabha Natakam. This describes, of course, Mahabhav and this Pravasa Rag, love and separation. Radharani is blaming Krishna for leaving her. Radharani is suffering from the scorching poison of Viraha. And she expresses her transcendental emotions as described in Jagannath Vallabha Natakam 3:9. Prima Cheta Rujo Vagagachi Harir Nayam Natcha Primava Sanastanam Avaiti Napi Marano Janati Nadurbala Anyo Veda Nachanya Dukam Akilam No Jivanam Vashavam Tritrinyeva Dinani Yavanamiram Haha Vide Kagati. Sri Hari does not understand the pain of separation in prema. In fact, prema does not know anything about who is deserving of itself and who is not. Kamadev, Cupid, also torments us, knowing us to be weak. It is impossible for anyone to understand another's misery. Life is so fleeting. It has no certainty, and youth remains only for 2 or 3 days. Alas, alas. What kind of arrangement has the Creator? What kind of arrangement of the Creator is this? Sakhi Bale Dharya Dhara Asibe Nagarvara. Sakhi Bale Dharya Dhara Asibe Nagarvara Vyakula Haila Kiva Pala Radabale Ohe Sakhi Pata Ara Nahi Laki Prima Cheta Rogo Ye Bhadila Lata Vanchaite Hori Na Asila Marupuri. Means Mathura. Prema na bujila stanastan nitura kanura preme pare gila ma mahabrame madana tahate hina bhan duka na bujila saki jivana chanchala laki tate ye yovana shobajai harakina nagaramani e brajaya sivedani haha vidi ki habiyupai. Basically in Bengali, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has rephrased the same Sanskrit verse for the readers because the book is in Bengali originally. So this Sanskrit shloka of Ramananda Roy has been transported into Bengali so people can understand. Once Radha and her Sakhis entered Vrindavan forest, the Sakhis began describing the sweetness of Krishna's beauty with verses that were appropriate for Purvarag. Krishna saw Radha from a distance and they both became extremely restless to meet each other. Radha sent a love letter through Shashimukhi Sakhi. These love letters is an old thing going on. Rukmini sent a love letter to Krishna, Dwarkadish, before she was married. Radharani sent a love letter and they write the love letter. Sometimes it's described in Ujjala Nilamani by Rupa Goswami about the love letter that Radharani would take a petal from a lotus flower, and they're quite big. And she would take a feather from a peacock, and she would take some kunkum, this red powder on the top of her breast. She would take that and off her breast and mix it. One Sakhi would hold her hand or herself, and then she would take it and put it in a Sakhi's hand, and then she would be crying. Radharani's crying and separation from Krishna. You can imagine what a beautiful thing this is. She says, oh, Sakhi. And then the Sakhi knows already because she knows the movements of Radharani's mind. Oh, I think Radharani's going to write a letter or whatever. So then Radharani looks at Lalita Sakhi, or one of her confidants. Oh, Lalita. And she goes like this. And then Radharani goes like this. And then Lalita understands and she puts her hand like this. Right, like this, right under by Radharani's hand. And Radharani goes like this. She takes some kunkum off and rubs it in Lalita's hand. While she's rubbing it in Lalita's hand, some tears are falling from her eyes. This is called love letter. So Radharani's tears are mixing in this red kunkum powder and making some red ink. Radharani, she's making this red ink with her kunkum and her tears of separation. And then Rupa Mandri or some other Mandri gives Radharani a white lotus petal. So then she takes a peacock feather. Some other Sakhi provides her peacock feather as a quill and they cut it on an angle. And she dips it in Lita's hand with the red kumkum, and she writes, Priyatam, this Shyam, oh, hey Priyatam, I saw you from a distance. I know you're surrounded by your friends, and you're very busy tending your cows, but don't you understand the movements of my heart? I cannot spend another minute without you. Please make some arrangements so we can meet immediately. Priyaji. And then she folds that lotus petal over, and then some sakhi gives some little thorn or anything, not thorn, but some little spice or something, and closes it. And then they give it to Rupa Manjari or Rati Manjari, and they run, like messenger service, courier mail. And then they run secretly, and somehow they get Krishna's attention, and they leave it on the branch or near a branch of a tree, and they run away, and Krishna says, oh, sakhas, I think one calf has wandered there in the shade of that tree. I have to check. And he said, okay, you go. So he goes in the forest, takes that petal, that love letter, and looks, oh, I'd like to do something. Radha sent a love letter to Sri Krishna through Shashimukhi Sakhi. Although Krishna became overwhelmed with emotion upon reading it, he concealed his emotion and disrespected Radha and the gopis with words of indifference, saying, it is improper for women from good families to forsake their family honor to love me like this. This is what Krishna told Shashimukhi. Shashimukhi returned. Shashimukhi means cool face. Shashi means moon. Shashi Suryo, we say that in the Gita. Rasuham apsikantaya prabhasmi shashi shuryo. I am the taste of water, I am the light of the sun and the moon. So Shashimukhi means soft face, cool face, refreshing face, cooling and refreshing like the moon. And also can be very whitish golden color. Shashimukhi returned to Radhika and related all this to her and advised Radha to place her attention elsewhere. In other words, she said, forget this guy. He's showing complete indifference. He doesn't want to... He's really terrible. This made Radha attain an unbearably severe state of viraha, separation, and she conveyed her sentiments in this verse. Radha said to another gopi, Madanika. Radha said, oh, Madanika, I've become attracted by the incomparably beautiful form of Sri Krishna. I can't maintain my patience, so I sent a letter to him. So, oh, Sakhi, what was my fault in doing that? He is certainly crooked. His sole intention was to give me a punishment equal to death. First, he attracted me with the sweetness of his form, and now he is rejecting me. Oh, Sakhi, you may ask, why do you feel affection for Sri Krishna when he's very competent in killing women? But what can I say? Ha ha vidai na kagati. It is very difficult to understand why the Creator has dealt such a punishment to me. I loved Krishna for pleasure, but instead of the Creator giving me pleasure, he's giving me sorrow. And because of this, my life error is now leaving me. Sakihe nabujiye vidira vidhan suki lagi kailon prita haila duka viparita ibijaina rahe paran. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita 2.2.20. Oh Sakhi, I don't understand the regulative principles given by the Creator. I love Krishna for happiness, but I got the opposite result. Now I'm in an ocean of distress. It must be that I'm now going to die. My vital force no longer remains. This is my state of mind. Oh, Madanika, the movement of prema is very crooked like that of a snake. It's unpredictable, and it is foolish. Prema does not consider whether the place is suitable or unsuitable, or if the object is fit or unfit. This prema moves in a crooked way and has tied my hands, feet, and neck with the ropes of that wicked one's beauty and virtues. I am unable to tie that knot. So Prem Swarup Sri Krishna, his beautiful form, and his speaking and way of moving and acting has completely bound Radharani, her mind, her body, her hand and foot. She's completely bound by that love of Krishna. And that love is torturing her in different ways, but she can't quit and she can't escape. She's tightly bound in the straitjacket of Shyamasundara's love. Sri Radha is so captivated by Sri Krishna's qualities, it's impossible for her to abandon the hope of meeting him. Her condition is similar to that of a person, well, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, who relishes the sweetness of hot sugar cane so much that he can't give it up by chewing, even if his mouth is burning. What they say is that Krishna's love is compared to hot sugar cane juice. It's too sweet to resist and too hot to drink. It's hot sugar cane juice, so you want to drink it because it's sweet, but it's too sweet to resist and too hot to drink. So creates a dilemma. Observing my helpless condition, Cupid is tormenting me with his 5-hour arrows and thus exhausting my body. After hearing this, one Sakhi said, "O Radha, let us take revenge on Cupid." Radha says, "O Sakhi, how can we do that? How can I retaliate? Cupid doesn't even have a body. He's tearing it apart and ripping my body with his 5 arrows, causing me such agony. But yet, these arrows are refusing to take away my life force. I'm living. I'm completely shot up with arrows, but I'm still alive. Swamini, since Krishna has an ocean of mercy, he will certainly bestow his mercy upon you. Have patience." Radha replies, "Who can remain alive until then? The lifespan of a living entity in the human body is but 100 years, and youth only lasts a few days. Without youth, how will I serve Krishna? My youth only is the cause of his happiness." So Radharani, this is paraphrasing the verse itself. Vishwanath is rephrasing it. Radharani is saying, what use is a woman? A woman is useful when she's beautiful, tender, sweet, and charming. That generally is equated with the youth, the young age. And Radharani's understanding, everybody gets old, everybody gets wrinkled and shriveled and died. And this is Nara Leela, obviously. She's thinking, now, my youth is my asset. The asset of a woman is her beauty, her youth, her tenderness, her sweetness. But it fades, time takes it all away. The beauty goes, the sweetness goes, the tenderness goes. And so then, in reality, Sri Radha is the eternal beloved of Sri Krishna. She's not an ordinary manini or woman who has been offended by her lover. She's a personification of Vishuddha Sattva. Yoga Maya is manifesting all these wonderful pastimes on earth to accomplish Krishna's Nara Leela. And this is told in Adi Leela 4:29-30. Movishe Gopi Ganera Upapati Bhav Yoga Maya Karibeka Apana Prabhav. This is Adi Leela 4, which is such an important chapter about this Radha Tattva and Radha Krishna Prem. Adi 4, verse 29-30. Yoga Maya Karibeka Apana Prabhav. Amiha na janitaha na jane gopigan tunhara rupagun tunhara nitya hariman. The influence of Yoga Maya will inspire the gopis with the sentiment that I am their paramour. So Krishna is speaking this verse. Neither the gopis nor I shall notice this, for our minds will be entranced by one another's beauty and virtues. Krishna is speaking this verse to describe the intensity of the gopis' love. He loses his all cognizance of himself and doesn't even realize that Yoga Maya is just moving the two of them, the gopis and Krishna, to facilitate Krishna's desire for joy. His own Yoga Maya, his internal Swarup Shakti, takes charge of the whole situation and creates such a dynamic exchange of love between Krishna and the gopis that Krishna himself is bewildered by the display, but yet relishes it beyond all measure.